As of 2018, Indiana led the nation in steel production, a process that puts out a lot of greenhouse gas emissions and other pollution. And in order to meet climate goals, steel companies in Indiana will have to reduce those emissions significantly. But as Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, researchers with Columbia University's Center on Global Energy Policy say that won't be easy.
Indiana releases the most toxic pollution per square mile, and the state's top three emitters are steel companies. The problem is the blast furnaces most of them use. Replacing them with cleaner technology is expensive. Other strategies are also pricey, don't lower emissions much, or both. But to get steel emissions down, researchers say we may have to use all of them together. And researcher Juran Fan says there are ways the federal government can help, like making sure low-carbon steel gets purchased first.
And also we need to provide special incentives for the early adopters because a lot of technology today are not mature and need special incentives.
And experts with the Rhodium Group say demand for steel is only expected to go up to build things like wind turbines, electric vehicles, and carbon capture technology. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.